Yes, I'm from Jamaica, Queens, New York. I was born and raised in the church, which was the Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal. And my parents nurtured my music by letting me sing in church and putting me in the choir. I played the drums. I directed the choir. My mom was actually in charge of the choir. So I was surrounded by music at an early age and the platform for me to display my musical talents was to be able to sing in church. My fondest memories of growing up in New York is the music and the food, and culturally, I always said there's no place like New York because, you know, you could be crowded on top of each other, you know, on the trains and the buses, but, you know, everybody still respected your space, as little as that was. But just culturally, you know, everyone from around the world always comes to New York. So New York is just that melting pot of just creativity and great food, great people, and art and music and just everything that you need in life to be better and explore. New York is a great, great, great city. The biggest change that I've seen in New York is, you know, after 9/11, I think a lot of New York citizens were taken aback. And, you know, it's that place where, you know, we don't say good morning to each other. But after 9/11, we, you know, started saying good morning to each other. And I think, you know, we were humbled in a lot, in a sense of a word. But New York was, New York, I've seen a lot of, like, my old restaurants and things that I used to see during my childhood is kind of, you know, they're not gone. I mean, they're gone, you know, the old restaurants and stuff that I used to go to, and the mom and pop shops, you know, the local candy store, and just, you know, it's sad to see those things that were nostalgic, you know, go away. You see a lot of bigger businesses now. You see a lot of chain restaurants. You see a lot of big chain restaurants. So, yeah, it's kind of a, you know, sad to see those type of mom and pop stores that you were so used to kind of just fade into darkness. So hopefully there'll be new mom and pop stores for the newer generation. But, yeah, sad to see that. I think that's been the biggest change. For me, seeing New York now, just the difference in the stores and restaurants that I was so loving to go to every time I went out. You know, I always frequented the same spots. So to not have those spots there anymore is just kind of sad. But, you know, with life comes change. Well, in terms of different, you know, lines of work, like doing plays and TV and movies, I can't say that I have a favorite. I always will love the stage because it was great training ground for me, but I love being on television. You know, you can earn a great living in less amount of time, and it's still hard work. Either way it goes, it's still hard work, but I really don't have a favorite. I love whatever it is that I'm doing at the moment. Working on the main event was really a great experience for me. I got a chance to create a relationship with Netflix. I got a chance to see one of my favorite cities during the summertime, which is Vancouver. I just think it's a beautiful place. But to be able to do a children's movie and something that my daughter can watch with me and something that the whole family could sit down and watch, and to play a grandma I wasn't too happy about, but she's a young grandma and an active grandma, so I guess that's a good thing. But for me to play in the main event, just a show that everybody could watch and really enjoy, you know, it was very satisfying to do that. Well, the name that jumps out to me of the people that I worked with was Howard Rollins Jr. Wow. He, what a great, great actor. Sad to that he passed. You know, I was very sad when he passed, but it was really a great honor to work with him because he was such a thespian. It's just, you know, just an amazing actor. And so to be on the same screen with him was definitely an honor for me. And Clarence Williams III as well. I mean, they definitely brought the heat when it came to, you know, their acting abilities. So it's sad that they're gone. But yeah, those are the two names that jump out to me. I don't have a favorite boxer of all time because knowing the amount of work and dedication that it takes to being a boxer, I commend all of them, really, because it's a lot of work, a lot of work, but great training ground. But yeah, it's not an easy occupation. So I don't have a favorite when it comes to boxing. One of my favorite actors, because I don't have a favorite actor, but I would say Anthony Hopkins. My favorite actress, if I had to name one, I guess would be me. Favorite dramatic movie, Hope and Redemption, the Lena Baker story. My favorite vacation spot is St. Martin. Favorite colors are blue and purple. I'm shocked that I went skydiving, but I knew these two crazy white boys that I was working with back in the day, and they convinced me to go skydiving, and I'm really happy I did it. Very happy I did it. It was a great experience. If I had a chance to meet anyone in history, I would say I would love for it to be my grandfather on my dad's side, because I never got a chance to meet him. He passed before I was born. And also my grandmother. Both of my father's parents were deceased by the time I was born, so it would have been cool to have met them. I think I've been asked every question there is to be asked, so I can't think of any question that I haven't been asked. I would tell anyone that is looking to get into acting to know that that's what they really want to do, because if you don't love it, you're not going to be able to nurture it. Because if it doesn't love you back, you know, what do you do then? So if you love something, you'll always stick to it and you'll nurture it. So you gotta love it. You better love what you do. Well, a message to my fans that are dealing with COVID-19 and the whole having to be inside. Just hang in there and use this time to work on yourself. Use this time to make yourself better. Use this time to spend with your children and your family. Use this time to do all of those things. Use this time to rest, you know. Use this time wisely, because this is a moment in time that we will probably never get back. So let's just use it wisely. The saying that I live by is, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.